Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today's Black Friday, November 25th, 2016. It's 8 o'clock at night, and this particular show happened to have been recorded in North Las Vegas at the Best Western Hotel on the 22nd of November. This is actually the second time I tried to do this show, and technical reasons kept blowing up. My name is Kurt Hunt. Thank you for joining me on Tech Storyteller, as we call it. Those are my adventures as a traveling reporter for S3 Productions, which started as a math test question on miles per gallon, turned out to become a four-day road trip to and from Salt Lake City, Utah, which, according to MapQuest, is about 700 miles. It's amazing how 700 miles became almost 1,600 miles, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, part of my job, or one of the things I like to do, is when I'm on the way back, I try to sit out by the swimming pool, in this case, sort of talking to a voice recorder, record some thoughts. And then I tried to do this again from North Las Vegas, and it just didn't work. So, talk a little bit about a minute, but just talk about November 22nd, 17 minutes. Me and a swimming pool.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hahn. I'm a CEO, founder, chief cook and bottle washer, now travel reporter for S3 Productions. I am currently in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Best Western on Donovan Road in North Las Vegas, which is a whole other story unto itself, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, as most of you know, my wife lost her mother last month. And anyway, leading up to something, because her aunt lived in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I got to tell a little story here first. A couple days ago, I gave a math test. And the very first question on this math test was, given the price of gas, the total mileage, and the miles per gallon, how much would it cost you for gas? And most of my kids could not or would not figure that out. So you got to remember that. Could not or would not figure out miles per gallon. So, after Mom's funeral, right around Veterans Day, something like that. So we came up and asked her, "You want to go somewhere for Thanksgiving?" She goes, "Where do you want to go?" I said, "That's up to you. I was thinking about going to Vegas, coming back to the Best Western here, because when we came out here in August, it just didn't work." So she goes, "Now, I want to go see my aunt." Okay. She's moving to Virginia Monday morning, which is today, Monday. Oh, I got to explain. I'm sorry here. We're doing this live. I'm actually recording this. I'm here at poolside, which is open. So if you hear the freeway noise in the background, I'm hoping to pick up the train noise. And if I'm really lucky, the F-15 and the F-16 is flying out of Nellis Air Force Base. Just to add some ambiance. So she says, "I want to go to Salt Lake City." Okay. So I created this whole math test quiz to give to my kids, giving the make, model of the car, the miles per gallon, the range of the car, cost of gas, everything. What would it cost me in gas money to come out here? And I struggle with that. And I've learned some things as I did this. So Friday, we left. I got out. I took a 6-period sub so I could leave a little bit early. MapQuest says it's an hour and a half from Whittier to Barstow. Well, realistically, it's probably closer to 2 hours, and on a Friday, it's probably closer to 3. So we left 2:30 Friday afternoon, and sure enough, we pulled into Barstow, California, about 5:30. I just wanted to get a head start. So we leave Barstow at 7 a.m. California time, and arrive Salt Lake City at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. According to MapQuest, it's a 9-hour drive. Realistically, it's probably closer to 10, almost 11. So I, needless to say, I have no real faith in MapQuest. MapQuest says 683 miles, and I'm pushing about 1,500, and I haven't even gotten home yet. Anyway, so some things I noticed about driving cross-country through the desert. Thank you, Utah. You're the second state I've had an 80 miles per hour speed limit. Praise to Utah, because you've got to hit the drive through thing at 65. Now, if California would get their act together and raise it from 70 to 75, life would be better. So, driving across the desert from Barstow through Nevada, Las Vegas, through a chunk of Arizona into Utah, and away we go. Once you leave California, it's 70, 75. Arizona is 75. Utah is 75 and 80. And no matter how fast you go, A, the scenery doesn't change, and I'm convinced the road signs are malicious misinformation. Time and space continuum is all really weird. You're going about a mile, 1 2/3 miles every minute. So in 10 minutes, you're going 16 miles. So as I'm driving along, I've got my watch going, geez, it's been a half hour. How come that stupid sign's only said I've gone 4 miles? Anyway, the other thing I realized, driving across the desert through Utah, there's not enough coffee in the world to keep you awake, and it's real easy to get highway hypnosis. The only good news about coffee is you got to stop about every hour and a half to trade it. You either got to take it in or get rid of it or both. And I found out there's four kinds of speed limits driving through the desert. You have the truck speed limit, you have the legal speed limit, you have the speed that the average traffic is actually flowing at. Then you got those who are going hell for bent for leather to max speed and get the hell out of my way. And they're all jockeying for position in my immediate vicinity, which makes life extremely wonderful. So we're driving through Utah. We get to a place called Beaver, Utah. Stop at the Beaver Valley Chevron to see the great big rocking chair there. That was my big highlight of photography for the first day. We get into Salt Lake City, actually Sandy, Utah, because her aunt lived in Draper. Go visit her aunt. And the whole reason we did this trip was her aunt was big into genealogy, and she had these files under a program called Personal Ancestor File. Apparently it's an LDS program. And so my wife, we had to go see Irene's aunt, so Irene could get these files documenting her family history. So while we were there, we even ordered the program so that she could read it. Because her aunt is moving to Virginia today. So, next day we decide, okay, because by this time it's late and I'm getting really tired. So yesterday, Saturday, what do you want to do? I said, all I really care about was I want to go see the Great Salt Lake. Downtown Salt Lake City is like downtown L.A., is like downtown Las Vegas. Downtown is downtown is downtown. Who cares? I want to go see the Great Salt Lake. So we take off and we go up to the 15 and the 80 and cut over to see the Great Salt Lake. And this great big body of water out there, it's actually pretty cool. But you realize really quick that it really stinks out there because of the vegetation decomposing, it really does stink. But we did get to go see the Great Salt Lake. And one other thing I noticed is outside Salt Lake City is the Wasatch Mountains. You think, yeah, so what? When I worked at JPL years ago, they used to name their computer systems after mountains, and the one that most commonly used was the Wasatch computer system. So I actually got to see the Wasatch Mountains. The weather was kind of cloudy and overcast, but you could see up on the hills the snow line. So as we went and saw the Great Salt Lake, we drove around and did some exploring. I did find Gray Whale Music and Entertainment, which is a little off-the-shelf record store. That was kind of neat. People think I'm really weird. I'm not big into the touristy stuff. I just want to go see the odds and ends of stuff. I realized they had no book to read, so we did find the Savers thrift shops. So I did get a couple of books to read. So anyway, we get up Sunday morning, which was my Sunday morning drove a seat. Sunday morning went exploring. This morning we get up and we leave Salt Lake City at about 7:30 this morning. Take the 15 south, and it rained from Salt Lake City darn near to Fort Crow, or Crow Fort, somewhere right around there, and then it started to snow. I hate driving in snow. I got no chains. I got no nothing, and it starts to snow, and the temperature's going down. It went from 55 to 35, so I'm thinking, oh, great. I got no chains. I got no nothing. Good news was I stayed behind a couple of trucks. Figured if they'd break up all the snow and at least to stay in their tire marks, life would be good. So we drive through 30 miles of low visibility snow. I know people think, what a wuss. Well, what can I tell you? I don't like driving in snow. We're up there about 6,500 feet driving through all this muck. And we finally get out of there. I can't tell you where, but it was... By the time we hit St. George, we were out of the snow. So then we take off there. St. George, we stopped at McDonald's. Now, when I travel, I stop at McDonald's frequently because, A, McDonald's is generally right off the freeway, so you don't have to drive all over town trying to find it. B, they're generally always open. C, the bathrooms are generally fairly clean. And D, you can generally always get coffee. Plus, E, McDonald's is always a source of really good comic relief. So we stop at McDonald's in St. George. We pull in there, walk up to the counter, and I says, yeah, I'd like a small cup of coffee and a small hot chocolate. Would you like cream and sugar in your coffee? No, sir, I just want black coffee and a small hot chocolate. Okay, and that'll be whatever the price it is. Now, would you like cream and sugar in your coffee? No, I just want black coffee. Well, I guess I blew his whole mind. Sitting there waiting in line, and I happen to glance over the side there, and the hot chocolate shows up. And the two guys behind the counter, I guess, were absolutely confused, lost, had no idea about coffee. One of them looked at the coffee maker like, what am I supposed to do now? And I'm thinking, McDonald's, how hard can it be coffee? It's about noontime, right? So one guy takes the coffee pot, walks all the way back to the store, and doesn't return with the coffee pot. I assume he was getting water or something. And the other guy had no idea how to make coffee. Finally, so the hot chocolate has been sitting there about 3 or 4 minutes. Finally, the manager looks up and goes, hey, where's the coffee? How come there's no coffee? I mean, these two guys are standing there going, like this deer in the headlight look. So this other employee walks over there and grabs a top pot of coffee, pours the coffee, here's my order, and thank you very much. So, yes, sir, and then I happen to see this guy, older gentleman. He's got a Vietnam veteran's hat on. And I look at him and I says, how hard can this possibly be to screw up one single cup of coffee? And he goes, that's our generation. That's our future. So, if our future's in the hands of McDonald's employees who can't make coffee, God, we're all screwed. Okay. I love making fun of McDonald's. They're just so much fun. How do you screw up a cup of coffee? So, anyway, we get in the car and we drive from there, from St. George, straight to Vegas. We get to Vegas about 1-ish in the afternoon, something like that. Call my son up. We go down here to the Cracker Barrel, which is just down from the hotel. Have lunch and dinner. Pushing about 2-ish. Well, in Vegas, there's this place called the Wax Trax Records. It's on Decatur, not too far from Sierra, but I can't tell you the size. Anyway, it's apparently very well known for its record collection. And I remember coming here about a year and a half ago when Robert first moved here and driving by going, I got to check that place out. So I went down to Wax Trax Records, and Irene and Robert went down to go see some Harry Potter movie. So I get down to Wax Trax Records, and I get in there, and the guy says, can I help you? So I'm just kind of browsing around. What you looking for? And I said, well, I don't really know. I'm just sort of browsing around. He goes, well, give me a genre. And I said, okay, country western. Let's back over there. Come to find out, they have organized 78 RPM records. Now, organized. And I probably spent more money than I did, but I got a whole bunch of Gene Autry's and some other groups I haven't even heard of with some really cool, interesting labels. Time and energy right now prohibits me from telling the labels because we're all in the car and I haven't had a chance to take pictures and put them up there. I did buy, though, at Gray Whale Music and Entertainment, Draper in Sandy, two albums, The Shadow and Fibber McGee and Molly on one album, 33 and a third. And the second one was Hot Rod and Drag Racing Hits. Yeah, S3 Productions is branching out. Don't tell anybody on my 78 RPM page. So, what's the moral of my whole story? I guess I was on a mission to prove my miles per gallon math question. Number two, I'm not much of a tourist. I go look for these really weird places that nobody else cares about. I did get stickers from my S3 Wall of Fame production boards. I got them from the Great Salt Lake, Great Gray Whale Entertainment, and Wax Track Records. So the plan is we get up in the morning tomorrow, have our continental hot breakfast here at the Best Western, check out, head home, probably stop at Alien Beef Jerky for beef jerky. I'm thinking about surprising my wife and stopping at Slum, not Prim, the one before. I want to say Sloan. It goes Prim, starts with an S, having a brain fart. I want to say Sloan. You see the car display they got with the Bonnie and Clyde car and the Back to the Future car and Batmobile that's on display there at one of the casinos. I may just stop there. I am decided. Anyway, so here it is. It's nighttime. I was hoping to catch the Jets, but what can I tell you, ladies and gentlemen? That's my little video log, your travel reporter. Hope to have some pictures when I post the show. But with that in mind, greetings from Las Vegas. Another road trip about to close. So with that, this is Kurt Hunt from S3 Productions. Just a short little show. Spread some words of my wife's in watching Wheel of Fortune. That's the other reason I came out here because, oh, my goodness gracious, Wheel of Fortune. And then, of course, I go back to the room and followed by Dancing with Has-Been and also Rants. It's a good thing I got a book. With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for letting me chat. You have a great night. My name is Kurt. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or otherwise, you can always reach me at KurtHahn74@yahoo.com. I'm on Facebook at Facebook.com on S3 Productions 1. I'm also on Google Plus and Yahoo.com. With that, y'all have a great night. Goodbye. Bye.
Well, as it turned out, we left Las Vegas about 9-ish in the morning. This would have been Monday morning. Tuesday morning, I'm sorry. About 9-ish in the morning. We're going to go to the Atomic Testing Energy Museum in Las Vegas. They didn't open until 10, and we decided we'd save that for another road trip. So we went on home. We never did stop in Gene. It goes Vegas, Sloan, Gene, Prim. We never did stop. So that'll be another trip home. We did stop at Alien Beef Jerky to get some beef jerky because we camped and got home and made great time until I had a spare in case we was just bumper to bumper till I got Lily home. So we got home about 1-ish Tuesday. So, anyway, make a long story short, that was my trip to Utah. My big excitement was when I was to see my daughter for Thanksgiving, got to hold my granddaughter. And, of course, Black Friday was today, and I bought some records and books at the local half-off bookstore and at the used library. Used bookstore for the friends of the library. So, now we're back into getting into the ready to go back to school on Monday. So with that, just a short little rematch, travel reporter, trying to practice. With that, y'all have a great night. My name is Kurt Hunt. traveling reporter for S3 Productions. You can always reach me at kurthunt74@yahoo.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/S3Productions1. With that, you all have a great night. Good night. Goodbye.